Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
out your Friday night cypher, the hip-hop informer, that do T.M. Hyman. Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, we made it to the end of the week. TGIF, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, we are here, the crew, that network, Madam C-Lo Bosty up in here on the Wizard Steel, Charlotte. We can't hear you.
Does she have her own mic off?
We can't hear you. All the way from Independent Plant City, while she put her drink down, she's sipping already. Pause on Boston. Hot chocolate, welcome to the show. Wow.
Hey, TGIF, wow. Yes, Boston.
I didn't even come in with a disclaimer tonight. I was trying to be cool.
He tried.
Gotta love it. Boston, Charlotte.
Yes.
What up, Ma? Hey, we like that throwback. You're starting it off right.
Yes.
Good afternoon in the morning time. It was just happenstance. Please believe it.
Hey, we made it to another weekend. Hey, Memorial Day weekend is upon us. What y'all got cracking? Memorial Day. My parents are actually coming down to the Sunshine State, so
nice.
I started cleaning preparations for. I got a crew coming in to help me clean this weekend.
I know that's right. Clean and rearrange and hide.
Straight up.
Yes. I actually have company coming in from out of town. We will be in Orlando at the lovely Westgate Lakes Resort.
Word.
Sun, fun, pool, shopping, you know, that type of thing.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. Boston.
What's going on, Boston?
You all packed up?
Man, listen, when I tell you, I want to use so many curse words and just,
Go ahead, it's Friday.
Use your favorite one.
She's changing. She's growing. She's growing, everybody.
She's so mad that she can't curse, probably.
Thank you. Right there.
That's when it's bad. When it's bad, yeah.
Look at that.
I feel you,
right
boo. I've been there.
What can I
Hang
say?
In there.
You know what I mean? I can get mad, and I can flip out, and I would be warranted to do so. But I'm going to stay as calm as I possibly can for as long as I can contain myself.
Hang in there, boo. You hang in there. Keep your head up. It's almost
Hold on.
Over.
How about this? I have heard the name Colette way too many times, and the fact is they have no idea what they're asking for. Oh, my God. Yes. So, but I'm alive, and we're here.
Amen. Let the church say.
Amen. What? Were you mad
it
for me? Why are you being quiet?
Hey, I was just trying to let you get it out, and I was hoping that you would just fire one off so you could feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Use your favorite one.
We're trying to give her a pass.
I know, right?
917-889-3926. Hashtag TGIF on the other side. Maybe she'll fire one off for us. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Oh, boy. I wish.
Yeah. Can't hear records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker, figure it out, this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a mink rug song. This a fucking boy forever hold a grudge song. Pop some fucking champagne in the tub song, nigga, just because song.
Dang, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy. Trophy. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies, ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed
to. Bitch, I go to dreams with a suitcase. I got my whole country on a new way. She like, I heard all your niggas stay where you stay. I'm so big, I haven't seen them boys in 2 days. Bitch, I use a walkie-talkie just to get a beverage. I saw my parents split up right after the wedding. That told my ass to stay committed, fuck the credit. Bitch, check the numbers, I'm the one who really get it. I told y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This is doing me and only God can judge song. I do not know what the fuck you thought it was song. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub song. Nigga, just because song.
Hey, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy, trophy. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies, ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to.
Common Radio Live.
Chill.
Friday Night Cypher. We are back. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, General T.M. Hyman, Madam Boston on the wheels. 9:12 p.m. here in tiny, minuscule Plant City. We're going to change the name up tonight. Not going to call it itty bitty. Anyway, got a little bit of news and entertainment that I want to jump into so we can bury, hopefully, and give some more pertinent things some shine. This elevator incident between Jay-Z, Solange, and Beyonce as the neutral one. B is speaking out and breaking her silence for the first time since the incident and releasing her first public statement. She says, according to Yahoo Celebrities, as a result of the public release of the elevator security footage from Monday, May 5th, there has been a great deal of speculation about what triggered the unfortunate incident. But the most important thing is that our family has worked through it. Jay and Solange each assume their share of responsibility for what occurred. They both acknowledge their role in this private matter that has played out in the public. They both have apologized to each other, and we have moved forward as a united family. The reports of Solange being intoxicated or displaying erratic behavior throughout that evening are simply false. At the end of the day, families have problems, and we're no different. We love each other, and above all, we are family. We've put this behind us, and we hope everyone else will do the same. So,
yes,
that's mad gracious.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I expected nothing less from, you know, their camp to tell you the truth, because above all of the BS that, you know, can go on in, you know, the industry just itself with the messiness, they maintained such a level of confidentiality. They've been able to maintain it in everything that they've done, whether it's, you know, events that they've attended or, you know, functions or, you know, things like this. It's just really unfortunate that, you know, the person that worked at the worked at that hotel had to lose his job for something that was so ridiculous for him to do.
Yeah, the name of it was the Standard Hotel.
The Standard, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that took over news for a while. Because the funny thing is, though, I heard somebody asked me earlier today, you know, why is everybody making such a big deal out of it? And it's because of what you were just speaking of. Because, like, they keep everything so under wraps, like, their personal
yeah.
life, except for what they share, yeah, outside of what they share, you know.
Right, right.
That it's almost like, of course they're going to run that in the ground because it's the only thing they ever got on them. It's like, okay, ooh,
right.
the group did something bad that we can talk about now that wasn't right. just from a performance or whatever, you know, not from tripping over shoes and shit, but they continue to perform, you know, like, many times she done fell and got up and kept singing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So,
and
right,
not
like,
just a little small trip. She takes real
what?
Falls.
I'm tumbling, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I took it back. Take it back to 83. She tumbled.
Mm-hmm. She really does. Well, but, yeah, I'm hoping that they'll be able to move past, because to me it really feels like because of Jay's past, they're always looking for something negative to, you know, blame that on, you know, and to be able to focus more on that negatively. So I'm glad they can sweep this, you know, past the rug, not even under the rug.
Oh, hey, wait. I'm going over this. I got this story where it's not funny. But I am laughing for the simple fact that, damn it, I told y'all they was going to start coming out the woodwork. Okay, so a New Hampshire official refuses to apologize for Obama racial slur. This man, who is the police commissioner of Wolfboro, New Hampshire, which is a predominantly white town, he called President Barack Obama a nigger. Yes. And he sat with his arms crossed while angry residents at a meeting called for his resignation. They said, okay, he's 82 years old. His name is Robert Copeland. And he acknowledged two of his fellow police commissioners he used a racial slur in describing Obama. Look, I for real, this is the most disrespected I've ever seen.
Well,
like,
I mean,
so
let me make another 80-year-old mad. another N-word just got promoted and made history in America. New York Times just appointed its first African American executive editor. How about
wow.
that? How about
wow.
that? So go ahead, fix your lips and go ahead and call Mr. Dean Baquet, who's 57 years old, who just made history. Go ahead and call him an N-word. We love ya.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, haters. You know what? Exactly. Yo, let's take a break from the nonsense.
Yes.
Let's play music. It's Friday night.
9:18.
We'll
be back. Give those haters no more energy.
Mm-hmm. I look up. Yeah, and I take my time. I'm gonna take my time, whoa. Mm-hmm. Power moves only. Boy, I'm about my business on business. I drink liquor on liquor. I have women on women. Yeah, that's bump bad poo. I done lived more than an 80-year-old man still kicking. Cause they live for some moments, and I live for a living. But this for the girls who barely let me get to first base on some ground ball shoot. Cause now I run my city on some town hall shoot. They praying on my mother downfall like a drought, but you gon' get this rain like it's Mayweather. Good music, yay weather. Champagne just tastes better. They told me I never, boy, never say never. Swim flow special like an infant first step. I got paid the reverse debt. Then I finally found a girl that reversed stress. So now I'm talking to the reaper to reverse death. Yep, so I can kick it with my granddad, take him for a ride. show them I made something of myself and I just tried. Show them the house I bought the fam, let them tour inside. No matter how far ahead I get, I always feel behind in my mind. But trying and not doing, cause not doing is something that not doing. I said trying and not doing, cause not doing is something that not doing. I grew up to end big and Pac and got ruined. So until I got the same crib, big hat and that juicy vid, I can't mother stop moving. Go against me, you won't stop losing. From the city where every month is May Day at home, spray a dome, get sprayed up like air was cologne for a paycheck alone. Yeah, I know that shit ain't fair. They say Detroit ain't got a chance, we ain't even got a mayor. You write your name with a sharpie, I write mine in stone. I knew the world was for the taking and wouldn't take long. We on trying to be better than everybody that's better than everybody. Rep Detroit, everybody, Detroit versus everybody. I'm so first class, I can spit up on every pilot. The city's my metropolis, fill it, it's metabolic. And I'm over saying they the hottest, then run to the hottest, it's just to stay hot. I'm one of the hottest because I flame drop, drop fire, and not because I'm name dropping, Hall of Fame dropping. And I ain't taking from nobody unless they OGs, cause that ain't the way of a OG. So I G-O collect more G's, every dollar never changed though. I'm just a new version of old me. Forever hot-headed but never got cold feet. Got up in the game, won't look back at my old seats. Click so deep, we take up the whole street. I need a f- so bad that she take up my whole week, Sean Dunn.
Miscellaneous minds, never explaining the minds. Devilish grins for my alias, alien to the spine. Peddling sin, thinking maybe when you get old you realize I'm not gonna fold or demise.
I don't smoke, I'm the f***, I sell it.
Bitch, everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me the f***, pill, I'ma pop you, then give me this.
Pale flex to drop a bomb on this. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm imposed like the Pope, I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring, I'm the king of New York. King of the coast, one hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler, you take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cardio bracelets, for my women friends, I'm in Vegas. Who the f*** y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching me. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. F*** y'all clubs, f*** y'all. Show Instagram, get gobbled these f***. Gobble a f*** up to your hiccup, my big homie corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on the crutch.
West.
I seen f*** transform like villain Decepticons. Molly probably turn these f*** to f*** and Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the Porsche before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy, blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a Black Beetle, I'm either that or a Marley.
I don't smoke, motherfucker, I sell it.
I'm dressed in all black, this is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't stomach me, you plan on stumping me. I've been jumping for you, put a gun on me. I put one on yours, I'm Sean Connery. James Bond it with none of you. Climbing 100 mil in front of me, and I'm gon' get it even if you're in the way. And if you're in it, better run for Pete's sake. I heard the barbershop being great debates all the time about who's the best MC, Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all new, just new, don't get involved. And I ain't rocking no more designers. White tees and Nike Cortez, this red Corvette synonymous. I'm usually homeboys with the same I'm rhyming with. But this is hip-hop and them you know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, Jay Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you. What is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who's trying to jump and get it? You're a better off trying to skydive out the exit window with 5G5s with 5 grand with your granddad as the pilot. He drunk as trying to land with a handful of Arthur Riders and popping prosthetic leg, bumping Pac in the cockpit so that that pops in his head is the option of violence. Someone heard the stewardess said that your parachute is a latex condom hooked to a dread.
West Coast. You can check my name on the books. I earth, wind, and fire, the burst and rains on the hook. The legend of Dorothy Flowers proclaimed from the roof. The tale of a magnificent king who came from the nooks of the wild magnolia. Mother of many soldiers, we live by every single word she ever told us. Watch over your shoulders and keep a tender beans for when the weather turn the coldest. The Lord is our shepherd, so our cup runneth over. Put your trust in the Lord, but tether your Chevy Nova. I'm spitting this closure, and God is my witness, so you can get it from Hova. To all you magicians that fidgeting with the cobra, I'm solid as a rock, cause I came from a rock. That's why I came with the rock, to sign my name on the rock. Draw a line around some earth and put my name on the clock, cause I endured a lot of pain for everything that I got. The eyelashes like umbrellas when it rained from the heart, and the tissue was like an angel kissing you in the dark. You go from blind sight to hindsight, passion of the Christ right, to basking in the limelight. It take time to get your mind right. J Electricity, PBS Mysteries, in a lofty place tangling with Satan over history. You can't say s*** to me, a hum duly lost. It's strictly by faith that we made it this far.
Providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
And yes, we are. And it's Friday Night Cypher, TM Hyman Radio Live.
That was the longest song in history.
That song, honestly, yo, is like...
But it was dope. But it was dope.
Long.
It was dope. It was long.
Oh, yes, it was extra dope.
Yo, cut it out. Stop it. What?
Listen. First of all, no, because J Electronica is dope, and that's the one that was the last one. Kendrick Lamar was before right him, you know.
More than
and
five
and,
people on a track is just—I mean, that's come on.
There was
only one.
No, it was only three people on the track. Only three: Big Sean, Kendrick Lamar, and J Electronica.
It sounded like seven people was on that song.
That's how dope they are, though. See what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah. I mean, lyrically, okay. Nice. Length, edited.
Oh, geez. Oh, gosh. No, that's right. Well, I don't know next time. Oh, I'll wait till you're not up here. But one time.
Hey, rock out. Rock out.
Hey, look, I'm going to play it again. When you be... I will be playing it again.
I can leave right now. You can do a double play.
You know what? Damn. See, no, you trying to make me cuss. Nope. That ain't falling.
We are.
917-889-3926. Hot chocolate, hey. Madam Cito Boston. Keith Hyman. Hey, how was your week? You made it. Hashtag thank God.
Yes.
I mean, did anybody just have somebody that just, like, really got under your skin this week?
What?
I did not. I had a good week. But did anybody else have anybody that got under their skin this week?
I mean, generally, my job involves people getting under my skin or attempting to get under my skin to get what they want. But this week, it wasn't as bad as it normally is. I'll say that. So, thank you. Universe.
Word. I'm telling you, okay. I'm free. I'm just free when it comes to, you know, people don't bother me the way they used to. That let me know either I'm maturing even the more, starting to really not give a damn. I don't know which one it is.
It's both.
Probably a little of both.
I promise you. It's both. I'm telling you. It's
yeah.
Both. Because, look, for real, well, you know, I usually don't get offended by much. You know what I mean? So, that's just always. But then, you know, there are times that people can just, like, I don't know, man. Like, it could be their voice. It could be their energy.
Yeah.
But look, let me ask you this. Have any of you, like, really, for real, like, felt, like, been around somebody and their energy was so, like, heavy and ill and you had to say something? Like.
Yeah.
Like, your energy
happened to me last weekend. Last weekend,
right.
And
some people,
you know,
click, though.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I debated whether I should even say something. But it was so out of order. Telling you how you attempt to do something, then you'd be like, nah. You attempt it again, you'd be like, nah. Then you'd be like, damn, forget it. Let's do it.
Right. Yeah.
That was how it happened to me. And the bottom line was, some people are just out of order all the time. You know, you try not to say nothing. You try not to
you
say wanna nothing.
Be
that's
them.
That's just them. They don't mean no harm.
Exactly.
Nah.
Right.
Nah. Sometimes you just gotta just go ahead and deal with it, and let the chips fall however they may.
Yeah, that ass. And you know
what?
And I understand why you even do that. Cause look, I'm gonna tell you this. That comes straight from the Bible. Cause I too turn my cheek at least twice. After that second time, I'm just not going. You're just not gonna like what happens after that. You know what I mean? Like. You know, I get the deep voice, the whole night. Like, people just, you know, I had to tell a man. I had to tell this man. Hey, man, I don't threaten people anymore, but this man, I had to. I told him if I was her daughter.
It's against the law.
I told him if I was your wife's daughter, fucked you up. Period. Excuse me. But I had to say that. I said that.
There's your curse pass.
Wow.
I see. There you go. I had to tell him that. I said, because you were massively disrespectful. I was like, that's why I couldn't even talk to him. I ain't talked to him for like a week. But then I could not say anything, you know? And
why do women raise up at men?
Hold on. Listen to this, though. How about this? This man, he's the type of man that's very aggressive. Most people are intimidated by him. I'm not intimidated by him because I know people like him. I grew up around people.
That still don't mean he couldn't have smacked you to the ground.
And guess what, though? How about this? That man knows that regardless of what my health is, he doesn't want none of it. It doesn't matter. I don't discriminate when it comes to that. You can't.
I mean, I'm saying we don't want him to do the bus driver on you.
The bus driver.
Whatever. Yeah.
We don't want to do the bus driver on you.
I'd be doing this when y'all be accepting a collect call for me to get on this bitch. Why you all trying to stop?
Wait. Let me just say, for those who have caught on to the bus driver, I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm just laughing because it was funny because I caught the visual. I caught the visual. Now, understand.
Yeah, he did the Mortal Kombat joint on her.
Understand that Madam Boston is like in a wheelchair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know she talk big stuff, but she rolling on two. But she rolling on dubs, baby.
Basically, and she'll still raise up on you.
But she will attempt to still raise up. But in general, if you can help me understand. I mean, verbally, why do women raise up at men? I mean, clearly a man is, I mean, typically a man, unless, you know, he's a feminine man, he weighs more than you. His strength, it will overpower you. Why raise up to a man talking about I'll F you up? That just sounds stupid to me.
No. I'm telling you, if I was, and I meant that. Okay, because look, how about this? If a man, your stepfather disrespected your mother, called her out of her name, I mean, and just yelling this in the middle of the street, and this is a person, and this is your mother, he's talking.
I'm not going to, I don't expect you to like it.
Hold on, sir. Suck my private parts. and out of her name and all kinds. No, you don't. I would have, yes, it would have happened. It would have went down. It just would not have been the same. And, yeah.
Now, I'm just saying, I know that's your personality. And I know at the end of the day, you might win. You're going to use a weapon.
I ain't cut you. I didn't even attempt to hurt you. I started smiling. I fell in love that day. He put me in my place, Regina, and I was not offended by any means. I fell in love that damn day. I mean, like, he wasn't afraid of me.
Oh, Lord. You fell in love with the man who became you?
What?
What the hell?
What? Don't, hey, hold on. First of all, sir.
Yeah, you got to explain to the people. You got to explain to the people because they not following.
Tame you verbally. Tame you verbally. I should have finished the sentence off. I apologize.
Can I verbally explain it? Okay, I have no idea. Okay, this is like years ago, like when I first met him. And I don't know what in the world we were talking about, but apparently I said something that he didn't like, but it's something that I would normally say. Well, he just pretty much was like, nah, you're not going to talk to me like that, and you're not going to, you know, do that, or something he said. And then I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, wow. I was like, you're not afraid of me. You know, why should I be? I feel like he's
afraid,
so...
afraid of you? Really?
Hey, listen. Listen to me. Again. Men,
yo,
there are
must
men
really
who are intimidated by women.
Must really
she does. She's in charge. What? She thinks she's in charge tonight.
You know what?
Wasn't afraid of you.
Yo, this remix goes out to everybody out there.
Yours
truly, Escobar and Big R from New York to Chi-Town. Check it out now. Commissioner Steve Staff. Trackmaster QB. Check it, yo. Low profile, rap style, slick as new now. Get the crew pounds every time we cover new ground. Still surviving, but there's a few down. Back in the essence, I'm asking questions on the phone with jail adolescents. Quiet confessions, the system's applying the pressure. My mind is guessing, it's living and dying a lesson. But not to be obliged with the mirage of cars. Take me off track from what the guards focus on hard. Laid up smoking cigars, motion and maze to bring me toast to next kosher. Ice chokers and wolves to smoke ya. My wisdom culture lives in ultra madness. Devoted coach bag bitch. Rope the average nigga hopes to get mad rich. But what's the purpose? Only the gods could watch the earth twist. I'm physically trapped down on the surface with all the crack merchants, snakes and serpents, foul jakes that searches, clowns with 4 pounds to save a circus. Circus.
Street dreamer, homer, shit, mushin' me. Ain't nothing I've been.
The hood, I'm on the corner with the thugs. Late night under the moon as they assume I'm slinging drugs. Cause I'm hooded up, thought a G at night wasn't good enough. Push my luck, yo, they had a brother putting cuffs. Luckily, made it out of court comfortably. Judge said I need a job, ain't nothing coming free. Could've got a 1 to 3. I try to school these shorties under me, but they can't see from life to death. So now we back to where we never left the ghetto. It's a damn shame, knowing it's a man's game. Shorty think it's time to make your plans change. All that running around trying to chase what's already here. Been there, it's going nowhere. Pops told me knock a lock, no fear. I wish some of these killings, they could be prevented. Whatever happens, it was written, meaning God meant it. But during life, you put your heart in it. Even though it seems we being targeted, let that brother all hit it.
Street dreamer, oh, mercy, mercy me. Ain't nothing out there.
Hope was all we had, drift the plushed out past, complaining, the mental straining. How many in my crew is into gaining? Subtract the weak links about the chaining. Rise and start raining, blasphemy, using Nas name in vain. Some claim supreme being, yet they lied in his name. I tried to learn the game, and only thing I found incredible. Everything I tried to learn, see I already knew.
Right.
And it's embedded in my heart now, so I can sit back, counter stack and play my part now. I saw my light flash in front of my eyes. He wore disguise, put a gun to me. Hungry, he went on a chastise. That's Nas, ain't it? Made it rich from entertainment, fresh while he's painted. As he told the kid he came with, my first thought was how the game flipped. Yo, perhaps it was somebody I smacked, drunk in a party on yak. Or was I marked for a contract for some foul act I did a while back, or even beyond that? He got me laying face flat, saying my grace black. Woke up in a cold sweat, yo, I hate that. Nightmares feeling real, word to real. My air like I lost in the battlefield. That's why I hit the mic with Matterpill. Grab your shield and meet your maker. The Queens niggas die for paper. These things are street dreams to take you. Take you.
Street dreamer, oh, much in me. Ain't nothing I
I went to the club and I ran into this girl. And she was telling me about how she's feeling everything. Her name was New York. But she said, Troy, listen. She said, your new bitch pumping, you make us so proud. We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both of them dimples on your face. Cause when we dance, I felt that fit fall on your way. And you know, she like my style, she like my flow. It ain't no tuck involved, she knows. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind and now it shows. Ain't nobody round who sound like this. We ain't the same, they roll that dick. Them lanes, get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your head. She got the long hair, ain't nothing fake. Blue glass for the birthday check. All blue thong with the stars on it. Laying in my bed and she all on it. Rewind back before I grind the cat. Two-stepping in the club with my dog all strapped. Deal for dough, playing with the a flashy young before we took the picture. I can take your number, can't be your man. But you can act like it in your Instagrams. I like flipping grams and you like me. And if you into getting money, baby, you like me.
Come on.
I'm all the sound of your law. I heard one good girl is worth a thousand
more.
One good song is worth a thousand tours. So before I leave, proceed with your ball.
Your music pumping, you make us so proud.
We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both them dimples on your face. Cause when we dance, I felt that fist fall on your waist. And you know, she like my style, she like my flow. It ain't no tuck involved, you know. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind and now it shows. And ain't nobody sound like this. We ain't the same, they roll that some lanes, get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your hip, hip, that hip.
Check it out, check it out, check it out.
Ooh, this that new end. Watch sound,
uh-huh.
Yeah, putting it down, throw it down,
putting it down.
I used to put them birds
back though
in and out of town.
Powder,
but look at me now. One brick at a time on the road to get mine. Spit about it in rounds, now the hustle combined. Pop, I'm killing these. I done stayed on my grind,
yeah.
Motivated by money and putting on time.
What?
To get busy, these other been iffy. They calling me Young J, they call me the new 50.
Right.
Call me what you want except broke, let's talk.
Hello.
Who the f***
hello.
I'm supposed to sound like I'm from New York?
You know.
Sure, yeah, I've got the streets in a frenzy, though. I bought the spotlight back, you should thank me, no. And if you don't, then we know you a hater, bro. A player, hater, Biggie quote.
Yeah.
I'm on the radio, baby, hey, Jay, that's my word. I restored the feeling, I kept up my word. The new sheriff in town. And Chuck is over. BSB roll with us so you get rolled over.
Said your music pumping, you make us so proud.
We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both them dimples on your face. Cause when we dance, I felt that fist fall on your waist. And you know, she like my style, she like my flow. It ain't no Chuck involved, she knows. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind and now it shows. And ain't nobody
hey.
Sound like this
hey.
We ain't the same,
hey.
They roll that
hey.
Some lanes,
hey.
Get down with this
hey.
Pop champagne, girl, hey. Shake your hips, hips, hips.
Hey, hey,
yeah.
It's Friday night.
Hips,
yeah.
Hips.
Wait, and can I do this one? Because I messed it up the other night. That was Troy Av, right? I got it right this time?
Save word, yes.
Yeah,
you're
because
signed.
Save was going to have my hide behind that. I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize.
And he should.
I know. That's a banger, though, right there. I like that.
Hip,
even though I got
hip,
the name wrong.
Hips.
And TM's favorite part of the song.
So,
I like
Friday
it.
Night Cypher.
That's
going rock.
I like the whole, yeah, feel of it.
Hopefully they'll play that while we're in Miami for No Sleep South Beach weekend, July 18th through
18th, the 20th.
We can rock out on that. Woo! It's going to be hot. Can't wait.
Hips, hips, hips.
Oh,
and there will be a lot of hips out on South Beach for TM to enjoy.
Yeah. And he, look, it's, you're going to enjoy it. He's funny.
TM and Fame. Oh, and then in the conjunction with the Party Kings, listen, I've hung out with Curtis Edelton. I haven't had the pleasure of hanging out with Sleepy yet, but I will here in a few weeks because I'm going to Atlanta, and I'm definitely going to check out a couple of his functions. But that Edelton character throws a good time,
Boston,
let me tell
said,
you.
Boston just said, I'm funny. Yo, we about to hang out with, I mean the like promotion royalty.
Yeah.
When you talk about Eddington and
Edelton
Green,
events.
Edelton
yes.
and Sleepy Green. But, I mean, Boston, you say I'm funny.
Yeah.
How about you and Queens of Diamonds? I'm
oh,
funny.
God.
Queens of Diamonds? I know not of this.
I'm
this with me. What is this Queens of Diamonds that you speak of?
Wow. She's not stopped that yet.
She hasn't. She's weak.
So clearly I'm not the only one that's funny. Hey.
Hold on. But, okay, yeah, she really had to see it. But it was funny. First of all, I can't, like, throw anything, right? But I can toss it. So I'm trying to.
Oh, Lord. It sounds like a disaster already.
Oh, no. Look, I swear, I'm sitting in the chair. I'm balling money up. And they're looking at me. They just haven't turned and looking at me. What the hell are you doing? Because I'm looking down, and I'm balling money up, but it's beside me. Because, you know, like, I had just had surgery. I'm still recovering and all this. Yo, I start balling the money up and, like, flicking it at the at the strippers.
And instead of making it rain on them, you were pelting them with money?
Okay, so let me just color this thing. A little more.
Mm-hmm.
So this was years ago. First of all, it's been several years. Down in Miami. So when you hear Queens of Diamond, there's a King of Diamond, but there's also a Queens of Diamond.
Queens
of Diamond. So there's King and Queen. And so Kings of Diamond is the huge spot. Queens of Diamond is the downgraded spot over on the east side. And
second string.
We down in Miami, at Queens of Diamond. Now, understand this. Madam Boston, first of all, let me help you understand. We were down there doing radio show business, promoting what should have been, like, one of the hottest artists in the country right now.
Right.
But he decided to go another route. It didn't work out. Artist by the name of OD. We got behind an artist. Put a huge promotional package together, went down there, did video as a part of a slip and slide records contest. So he was supposed to win. He didn't win ultimately because he made a bad decision, brought somebody on stage with him that disqualified him, and he wasn't selected to get the deal with Slip and Slide, although he made a lot of noise. This was a big deal. This was a big deal. We were supposed to have made a lot of money, but again, everything happens for a reason. It wasn't time. Madam CeeLo Boston flew all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, after literally almost getting off the operating table.
And was
down in Miami on medication.
Wow.
Yes.
She's up in Queens of Diamond on medication, unable to make it rain. So she's balling up. She's literally balling up dollars, and she's flicking them at the dancers.
What in the world?
And if you saw their faces.
And she said, "I'm funny." Yo, they thought that she was trying to be funny.
Oh,
Lord. They didn't know what it was. She could have been flicking boogers for all they knew. They didn't know what she was doing.
You were supposed to call the stripper over, like, come here, baby. You're going to have to get a little bit closer. And then just flex your wrist and just move your wrist and toss the money like that.
Some people.
Come here, baby. Get a little bit closer. Come here. Get close to me. Come here.
And so in my own defense, though, and this is only in regards to the flicking of the dollar of the bill. Again, not in the capacity to throw them. Now, before I got hurt, I still balled the money up.
Yo, you should have kept that.
This
even when she wasn't on medication, she was still flicking
them.
Still flicking the dollar.
No. Before being hurt, I did not flick them. I did throw them. Balled up, still though.
You make it hail, you don't make it rain.
That's her style. Hey. Yeah, we're going to pause for the cause. It's a 9:51.
Guess what?
Weird.
Yeah,
I love it
stripping. Yeah, I love it stripping. Yeah, I love it stripping.
Hey. Let's play big bank, take love bank.
Bank.
You are looking at a shark in a fish tank.
Tank.
When I'm in the kitchen, I make plenty
cash.
Tell Shawty call me, she got plenty ass.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I back, I'm frontin' on you, know you
frontin'.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I back, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
Okay, first a bag, Louis backpack.
Pack.
Where's Paris Hilton?
Where?
Where's Cat Stack?
Damn.
I'm Rambo with this ammunition. My camo come from True Religion. I'm broke, can't pay attention. Your cue to missing. New edition, Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. When I call my baby's number, I get a click every time. Every line is dope, you can snow. Work in the pro, I can make it do a robot. I'm haterphobic, they mad cause I'm winning. They busy hind catching. Mad cause I'm pitching. All my
different.
All my diamonds glistening. My so loud. Everybody listen. They say it's for the birds. So I bought it. My Boost Mobile chirping. It might be my amigo.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I back, I'm frontin' on you, know you
frontin'.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers. In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I back, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
Two times, you crazy. No, I'm crazy. Wrong with these bitches lately. Better get on their knees and pray. I rep that rich gang. Word stunner, word wine. That's red on my wrist bang. SB, Mac 9. Tail tied, looking for this tall black China. Take in a hot flash. Menopause hot flash. Yes, that's why I'm crown queen. And I ain't looking for the prom king. These whole careers ain't promising. Killing me, crime saying. Oh, that's how I do it. 50 black trucks gon' follow when I pull up. Hit you in the chin like a pull-up. My door's so cocky, attention. I wish them cool.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bang, bang, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bang, bang, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
Think these things understood what the fuck I just said. I said, $100,000 engine. How is your good? Like the little engine. That good. Yeah, get it.
Cool.
2 Chainz.
Yeah, dig. 2 Chainz. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Nicki Minaj. It's 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
Them looking in words. Them looking in words. Hey.
Yeah.
9:56 where we are. Hey, again, I just want to give props to, again, the new chief executive officer of the New York Times. I was about to say Time Magazine. The New York Times, hey, appointed first African-American executive editor. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. And who is upset by it? Clearly, 80-year-olds all across America who are not a minority. Listen, we celebrate Dean. I'm going to say Mr. Baquet. It looks like Baquet, B-A-Q-U-E-T. He's 57 years old, and he made history today as the first African-American executive editor for the New York Times. The company announced this this past Wednesday. He's replacing, guess what, the first woman appointed to the position in 2011, Miss Jill Ambrosom. She is 60 years old, and she's on her way out. He's on his way in. Congratulations to the N-word. How about that?
Guess what? See?
How you like
oh
the now?
I'm telling you, I'm going to upload that song. Okay, hold on. Have you heard this song, TM, the one by Drake and Soulja Boy? We made it. Remember I was telling you the other you guys the other night that
I've heard about it. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, okay. Well, the two boys that, you know, posted, I mean not even posted, but you know, put the banner on the side of the high school, you know, they're talking about not letting them graduate or whatever because of it. But I'm like, yo, if they know all the lyrics to the song, then let them graduate. If they don't, then, you know what I mean? Like, then they just mocking it and, you know, trying to get away with just saying it. But then, because there are a lot of white kids that call each other niggas.
No, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The kids call each other that regardless of what the races are. It's like they...
Yeah.
Just how we took it and turned it into something else.
So those are
they
kids that embrace the hip-hop culture.
Even more. Exactly. That's what they devalue even more, the generations under us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's like, honestly, if I hear one of them say it, I'm not offended. If I hear Eddie O say it, yeah, I want to chop you in your throat. Because you know,
yeah,
you know
mean,
what I'm saying? Like, it's
listen,
a difference.
Hey. Folks, live and let live. Hey, we out of here. We're back on Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, I got to say this before we get out of here. I mean, definitely a big up to Mr. Dean Baquet. Again, the New York Times first African-American executive. Hey, but I swear he looks like one of the characters off of SNL who plays President Obama.
Lord,
you
know
what? Listen,
Google his picture. And when we come back on Monday, you tell me if he doesn't look like a Saturday Night Live character.
Oh, my God.
You're crazy.
Hey, but he's the chief executive officer of the New York Times. Big up, sir.
That's right.
Hey, take us home. We out of here.
All right, yo. So whatever you do, do it well and be you.
We are that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio, The General. I am Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, Save James, Toya, Nokia, Didi. We'll be back on Monday with Melinda Santiago of the S Firm, manages some big, big name actors and artists. So make sure you check it out.
Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Be safe out there.
Hey,
we love you.
Saturday Night Live. Hey, check them out, y'all. Saturday Night Live. Look at
them. The
yeah. Don't worry about how I get my money, bitches know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We got a strap up in here from the plane. When time passing, I'm not around. Saying I'm out of town. Probably moving them bricks around. They sweaty know how I get down. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. My closet full of that fly shit. Black car when I buy shit. Still shit to get out with. These niggas on my dick. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio.